Yeah, watching Chicago on defense, I mean, they're physical in the front seven for sure. Big defensive line, stout against the run. Linebackers do a great job of getting downhill and fitting the gaps. They're really sound. Certainly added some guys in the secondary from last year. So I think it's going to be, you know, a tough test for us for sure week one. And we're going to have to be on top of our game plan and play solid, you know, to get the job done up there on Sunday.
Matt, your 10th season opener, just kind of went back and looked at each one. Do you remember the first one at all, or any the others that have jumped out for you? You had another one in Chicago.
Yeah. probably the first one is the only one I really remember. You know, they kind of run together. But the first one, certainly your rookie year, is special. It was a great win for us, you know, at home and at the old Georgia Dome. So it was that was a special one for sure for me. But I'm excited. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing in all 10 of these that, you know, is the one constant is that, you know, you're excited for the season to get started. And there's anticipation for this game, probably unlike any of the rest of the year.
And the first pass in that game?
Hopefully we can get, you know, get that going again this year. First pass for a touchdown would be nice.
What have your thoughts been on Wes Schweitzer's play through the preseason now that he's been named starting right guard?
Yeah, I think Wes has done a great job. I thought Ben and Wes did a, you know, both did a great job for us during the preseason. You know, I think competition certainly brings out the best in players, and I thought those guys both improved. But I'm happy for Wes and excited for him to get this opportunity. He's played really well. You know, he's done a lot of really good things for us on top of the system. You know, has been here for, you know, a while now and kind of understands his role and what we're asking him to do. So, you know, I feel really comfortable with him out there and I think he'll do a great job for us.
Matt, I know you've talked about this a lot, Austin Hooper's development. His route running, I mean, certainly has grown over the last year.
Yeah, I think, you know, Austin's a guy who you know, after the rookie season ended, you know, I thought he took some time, which was good, to get fresh and to get healthy and to recover from a long year. I mean, after you graduate or finish up college and start to prepare for the draft, it's just a long year. And sometimes guys can get worn out, but he didn't show much of that through the season last year. It took some time after the season, and then really he got back to work with a purpose. And you know, it was cool to see from a young guy to kind of have the drive and to have the mindset to do it the right way. And he's looked great for us during training camp. So, you know, I think he'll do really good things for us this year.
How nice of a luxury is it to have a tight end that can create
this? Oh, it's huge. I mean, that position, you know, I've been fortunate, you know, throughout my career to have played with some pretty good ones. You know, Austin is certainly in that category. I think he can be a guy that can, you know, make some plays and create some matchup problems for us. But, you know, it's a good thing. We've got a lot of talented guys at the skill positions. And you know, to be able to feel comfortable every week that you know, whatever the defense's weakest matchup is, you know, to try and go after that because we have so much confidence in all our guys to make plays, I think that's huge. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not really that different. I think you always, when you watch the games at the end of the year and, you know, after you play the game that week, there's always, you know, a dozen things you could have done better, we could have improved on. And so, you know, from that standpoint, it's no different. You're always in a constant state of trying to find ways to improve. And for me, you know, I think there's a lot of things I can do a lot better. And that's been one of the things that has been awesome this offseason is to try and attack a few of those things. And hopefully I put in that work. I feel like I have. And I feel like I'm in a really good place coming into this season.
What's their pass rush? Like, is Leonard Floyd kind of one of the guys that is a disruptive guy?
Yeah, I think their pass rush is good. You know, they've got big, long guys on the outside. You know, their outside linebackers and their base personnel that move to D end and their nickel personnel are long, and they got some really good up-the-field speed rushing. So it's certainly something we'll have to account for, but they're also stout in the middle, so they do a pretty good job all over.
It might be a tough question when your entire season is on film now for all the other defensive coordinators. Do you have any sense for what they might try to take away from you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that I think when you kind of are as diverse as we've been in the past, running the ball effectively, throwing the ball effectively, distributing it to a lot of different people, getting everybody involved, I think that, you know, one of the things that allowed us to have some success was our willingness to go in a lot of different directions depending on how the game shook out. And, you know, we'll see how people try and defend us moving forward. We'll have a good idea of that Sunday about, you know, 12:30 Central Time.
Matt, early on in your career, you faced some John Fox defenses when he was with Carolina. Do you go that far back and then look at tape of the Vic Fangio defenses? How do you do it, especially preparing for an opener?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, played against, you know, John Fox in Carolina quite a bit. Early on, we played him when he was in Denver, you know, and Vic, you know, we saw him in San Francisco as well. So, I mean, both those guys, you know, we've played against a number of times throughout our career. Our offense was probably a little bit different at that time, too. So the way they defended us would probably be a little bit different. But I certainly have notes from all of that stuff that you'll scan through and just take a, you know, just take a glance at to see, you know, what were some of the things that might come up. But, you know, we're different. I think we're different as an offense now than we were at those times.
Do you keep notes off the exchange you played?
I do. I've got a pretty good collection. yeah, so I don't know how many games it is, but there's quite a few.
Like spiral notebooks where you'll write stuff down?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them are in binders. Different years have different notebooks, you know. So the notebook game has come a long way, too. They're nicer now, more durable.
Are you
good digital? No, I'm old school. A lot of guys, I mean, me and Shab are like dinosaurs in our room. Can't adjust to the iPad quite yet. I've just done it the same way for a long time.
Really, you don't look at anything on the
iPad. I mean, we've got an iPad with our playbook and stuff on it, but most of my stuff is in a notebook.
It's like a spiral, just a
regular. That's it, man.
Like you've used
same time. Thing I used at in high school, basically. It's one of those five-star, like, five, whatever it is, five divided notebooks.
Thanks, guys.
Matt, can I,
oh, go ahead.
You know, y'all have made such a focus of moving forward this year and not lingering, but you know, how much are you motivated? And you did a commercial about it, I guess, is what I'm, you know, that kind of talked about kind of building off of that.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that? Was there any hesitancy about doing a commercial like that?
No, you know, I thought, you know, for me it was, it's about moving forward. You know, I think that was kind of, to me, you know, what made sense is that you learn from all these things throughout your life and different things happen to you along the way. You learn from them, you know, try to use them as motivation moving forward. But I thought the coolest part of everything was kind of the end of it, of getting to work, you know, starting to focus on what's in front. And, you know, I feel good about that. I feel like that's where my mindset has been at this entire offseason. Not really. Yeah, no, I don't pay too much attention to it.